Hey everyone, Dylan Jamelli here today to discuss ipamorelin. So I want to give you a quick breakdown and understanding of what it is, what it does, and how it works all through research that's been conducted. So in short, ipamorelin is a selective growth hormone secretagogue. You'll see it marked GHS. That is a ghrelin mimetic, and it is known for its specificity in stimulating growth hormone release without significantly affecting other hormones. I have studies that date back to 1998 titling it the first growth hormone secretagogue. So if you want to look that up, just type in first growth hormone secretagogue and you will find this study. Now, ipamorelin is a pentapeptide. So that means it consists of 5 amino acids and it is very, very popular for its efficacy as well as its safety profile. Now, I want to quickly look and discuss at the mechanisms of action. So ipamorelin works by mimicking the action of ghrelin. Ghrelin is our hunger hormone. So how does that work? It binds to the ghrelin receptor in the pituitary gland. Now, this interaction is going to specifically stimulate the release of growth hormone from the somatotrophs in the pituitary gland in a pulsatile manner. And that's going to be very similar to our body's natural growth hormone secretion rhythm. Now, unlike other growth hormone secretagogues, ipamorelin's action is a lot more targeted. So what does that mean? That means you're going to have fewer and see and observe through research fewer side effects. It does not significantly increase cortisol, nor prolactin, nor acetylcholine, nor aldosterone levels. So it makes it, generally speaking, and regarded as one of the safer peptides for promoting growth hormone release. Now, I quickly want to go over some of the benefits that have been seen on research that's been conducted. Just a few. One, enhanced growth hormone levels. There's been a show of increased lean muscle mass, improved recovery and repair, body fat reduction, as well as anti-aging benefits. Now, dosing-wise, and these are typical studies that have been conducted, a typical dose is going to range from 200 to 300 micrograms per injection. These are subcutaneous injections, and generally it's 2 to 3 times a day. I'm more on the side of 2 times a day, but some research has shown that 3 times a day can be optimal. 30 minutes to an hour fasted before meals is the best to optimize your growth hormone release, and the time and duration of use is generally shown to be quite efficient and safe at the 8 to 12 week mark, and you're going to then kind of take a break or go away from it for a while. For synergistic wise, ipamorelin is combined with growth hormone releasing hormones like CJC25. You'll often see them grouped and paired together. This is very common. The reason for this is that it's going to enhance your pulsatile growth hormone release. Now, in terms of side effects, ipamorelin is well known and regarded for its very, very, very favorable safety profile with low side effects. There are some potential side effects that have occurred through research. Injection site reactions, rare redness or discomfort around your injection site, possible headaches and nausea. These are all very, very rare. And this normally, when it has been seen, it's been right on the onset of use. It's nothing prolonged or long-term. So that is ipamorelin in a nutshell. It's very highly regarded. It's one of the most studied peptides, most known and most researched out there. So, ipamorelin, in short, enjoy.